morning. I'm back at the March Mayhem of Music Family Affairs Region. I'm Maddie, and I'm joined by Alex and Jaden. And today we're at our championship round against 1C Jonas Brothers and 2C Jackson 5. I'm going to go to Jaden and Alex for some input on our bracket. First, we're going to play our first song by Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do. That's coming up. Actually, Jonas Brothers just released that they have a memoir coming out called Blood. It's a family memoir about their rise to fame from Disney to producing music today. We're probably going to hear from probably 5 songs per artist. I would say most Jonas Brothers songs I know of personally, but Jackson 5, not so much. And that will be our show, so enjoy What a Man Gotta Do by Jonas Brothers.
Caught my heart about 1-2 times, don't need to question the reason. I'm yours, I'm yours. I'd move the earth to lose a fight just to see a smile, cause you got no flaws, no flaws. I'm not trying to be your part-time lover. Sign me up for them full-time. I'm yours, all yours. So what a man gotta do, what a man gotta do to be totally locked up by you? What a man gotta say, what a man gotta pray to be last good night and your first good day? So what a man.
That was 2020 hit What a Man Gotta Do by Jonas Brothers, which was actually nominated for an MTV Video Music Award for Best Pop Music Video. Now we're going to go to Jaden and Alex for some more input on our bracket.
What's up, everyone? I'm Alex, with here with Jaden, and say hi, Jaden.
Hi, guys.
Okay, so what do you think about our matchup today? Okay, it's a big one.
I mean, in my opinion, I think that Jonas Brothers are going to take the lead, unfortunately, because, you know, Jackson 5 is definitely better. But
he said unfortunately.
I do think we have an interesting matchup today. It'll be a very good show.
Yeah, I think Jonas Brothers are going to take it, too. I just think they're going to edge it. I don't think it's actually going to be a blowout like we've had recently, so I think it'll be a good competition, you could say.
Yeah, I think the goal of today's show should be to get Michael Jackson out of this tournament so that it's not Jackson 5 versus Michael Jackson, because there's really nothing we can do. So that was What a Man Gotta Do by Jonas Brothers, and we're going to play next Only Human. By Jonas Brothers, and in order to make it more of a competition for today's show, I'm going to play a song by Jackson 5 called 2468, and I'm Maddie, and you're listening to Showing High School Radio.
Sitting in
was 2468 by Jackson 5, and I have just been informed that Jaden is actually wearing a Michael Jackson shirt from his comfort of his home, so I'm going to be going to them about their opinion on Jackson 5. Did you guys listen to Jackson 5 primarily before this tournament?
I definitely did. I love Jackson 5. I love Michael Jackson, and in my opinion, Michael Jackson's just, you know, he's goated. He's just too powerful. Just Michael Jackson's something else. Just something different.
Alex, do you agree? Do you?
I'm not saying he isn't goated, no. But I never really listened to Jackson 5 that much. But I will admit, even when I was like 3 or 4, I always knew about Michael Jackson. I swear he was the first artist I've ever heard of, to the point where I thought he was the only artist to ever exist for a bit, because I was only like 3.
I could agree with
I've always known about Michael Jackson for my entire life.
I feel like Pretty Young Thing, Beat It, like those songs were primarily played. I feel like those are the only songs I can vividly remember.
Thriller?
Thriller, yeah, that one too. I can basically say, though, I've never met a current high school student that's as big a fan of Michael Jackson as Jaden. I think a lot of them have just kind of pushed him out of existence for the most part. So that was...
I listen to Michael Jackson all the time. He's just something. He's just, you know, everything.
Well, this is perfect for you. I mean, perfect tournament. So that was 2468 by Jackson 5, and next up is going to be Never Can Say Goodbye. That was Never Can Say Goodbye by Jackson 5, and I hate to do this. This feels like a violation to Jaden, but I'm going to switch back to the Jonas Brothers with my personal favorite song, Burning Up. And I think this song was actually released more recently. definitely not one of their Disney Channel days. But I'm Maddie, and you're listening to Sterling High School Radio. Go Knights. By Jonas Brothers, and next up is Year 3000 by Jonas Brothers, which actually starts some controversy. The Year 3000 was originally produced by Busted, which broke up in 2006, which is also when Jonas Brothers released this song, and I'm not going to say that Jonas Brothers were the reason they broke up, but that's what's going around. And it also mentions Michael Jackson, so this is Year 3000 by the Jonas Brothers.
Flex thing, and I saw everything. Boy bands, and another one, and another.
2000 by Jonas Brothers, and I don't know about you guys, Jaden and Alex, but I find it pretty interesting that in this bracket we're doing Jonas Brothers and Jackson 5, who both had television shows growing up. I mean, the Jackson 5 had their own animated show, and the Jonas Brothers were on Camp Rock and Disney. What do you guys think about that? Some technical difficulties in the studio, but I'm just going to go ahead and, I mean, I assume Jane's perfectly okay with the Jackson 5 thing, but next up is I'll Be There by Jackson 5. That was I'll Be There by Jackson 5, which is, I believe, a 1970 hit. And actually, Mariah Carey, on her MTV Unplugged in the 90s, covered I'll Be There. And I think it won an award for something. Let me just check. It was Grammy Award for Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group. And we're going to listen to it and have a little bit of convo. I don't know if you guys are that familiar with Mariah Carey. I feel like everybody's kind of heard of her. What do you guys
think? I've heard of her. I love Mariah Carey.
Jaden, of course you do.
I love Mariah Carey so much. Don't even get me started on Mariah Carey.
So Mariah Carey or Michael Jackson?
Yes. All I want for Christmas is her. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yes.
So if you had to choose one, not trying to pin you in any battles or anything, but...
I mean, honestly, I listen to Jackson 5 more, but, like, Mariah Carey, like, if Michael Jackson is a different breed, then Mariah Carey just takes it to the next level. Like, I mean, wow. Astonishing, really.
Starstruck. I think Jane's the word would be starstruck right now by Mariah Carey. Jane, how about you? Did you listen to Mariah Carey before?
I'll Be There, the remix, right? I've heard of it, like, twice. Like, I've listened to it, like, twice. But haven't really listened to it as avidly as I do any other Michael Jackson song.
How about you, Alex?
No. I'm gonna be honest. I have not listened to much Mariah Carey before. So Jane's not gonna be very happy with me. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think I've only heard, like, the holiday hits around that time of year.
Yeah.
I think that some of her older songs are pretty good, but still the holiday ones are kind of, yeah,
she's definitely good. You can just tell by the numbers, even if you don't listen to them.
Always Be My Baby will be a bop though, for sure. That's definitely, I had to remember the title, but that's definitely one of the ones up there.
Like a hit.
Well, that was a little bit.
I think Michael Jackson and Mariah Carey, they're just, like, two hit makers, like, in general. Like, even the Jonas Brothers, too, because, like, the last song you played, oh my god, you're 3,000.
Is she still making music, Mariah Carey?
I think she did a Christmas, like, featurette film, like, I think it was either, like, last year, years ago, but I don't think she's, like, making music as much as she used to.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I guess there's really not a lot coming out right now, but I haven't really heard a lot from her. Maybe she's producing something just for you, Jaden.
I hope so.
Well, that was a little bit of I'll Be There by Mariah Carey, well, the cover, rather. And this one is pretty much for Jaden. I'm gonna play Sucker by Jonas Brothers, since, I mean, Jaden's a sucker for Mariah Carey.
Go together, better than birds of a feather, you and me. We'll change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious, I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me. I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things no one knows about you. About you, about you, about you. And you're making my typical me break my typical rules. It's true, I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Don't
By the Jonas Brothers, and it is about that time, 9:45, and Alex, you have some info on the voting?
I do indeed. In about 5 minutes now, you can vote between Jackson 5 and the Jonas Brothers on at Knights Radio on Twitter when the polls drop at 9:50 a.m.
And hopefully this voting will... I mean, this is almost one of our last shows. Kind of sad, I mean. So for one of our final songs, I think I'm going to play some Jonas Brothers, Cool by the Jonas Brothers. Actually, I was just looking at something about the Jonas Brothers and Jackson, and Michael Jackson, rather. Apparently in 2009, they actually did a little tribute to him at the MTV Europe Music Awards, and they mentioned how him and his brothers made such significance in music that kind of inspired them to start writing music. So again, this is Cool by the Jonas Brothers.
I'm feeling so cool, top to the bottom, just cool. Every little thing that I do, damn it, I'm feeling so cool, yeah. Woke up feeling like a new James Dean. I comb my hair like an old school scene. I'm feeling high like a late night summer in last year.
Jonas Brothers, and again, this show is the Family Affairs region. You will hear on Thursday the Latin Flair region with Mike and Eric. I believe they're featuring Bad Bunny and Shakira, which is an interesting matchup. I don't even want to predict who's gonna win, and I'm gonna send us off with I Want You Back by Jackson 5.
Thank you.
And that was I Want You Back by Jackson 5. And for yesterday's show, the halftime show is Michael Jackson versus JT, Justin Timberlake, and Michael Jackson advanced. I don't think anybody is shocked. But basically, the next amount of voting, polls are on Twitter, will be who is going to go against Michael Jackson. What do you guys think about today's show?
I think we know who JT wants to win this one, to be fair. I don't think that's very, I don't think that's a hard one to figure out. But I think we're going to have a Jonas Brothers versus Michael Jackson for our, I guess, next show, you could say. So what do you think, Jaden?
I do think it's going to be the Jonas Brothers against Michael Jackson. I'm not going to lie. There was some heat today played by both sides. And, you know, I personally like the Jackson 5 more. But I do think that the Jonas Brothers, you know, simply to the open eye of the world, packed more heat today. And so for that, I think they will be advancing next week.
I you there.
Yeah, I agree. I hate to break it to you, Jaden, but Jackson 5 is currently losing on Twitter 84% to 15%.
It's early. It's early. That's all I'm going to say. It's early. We
right now,
we're
seeing 14 votes. So that's the majority for Jonas Brothers so far.
I mean, like, at least Michael Jackson, you know, he came through with on the other one. But I mean, like, it kind of sucks that Jackson 5 isn't gonna make it, to be honest.
I mean, assuming Jonas Brothers go through, who's gonna win that one? What do we get? Look a little preview, or I guess a not preview, but a prediction early.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell in the polls. I think you can tell if it's voted based off popularity or actual like musical talent and popularity in songs. I think it's going to be more popularity this time around. Well, I hope Jaden's not too upset when Jackson 5 doesn't win.
I'm not too devastated.
At least Michael Jackson's moving on, you know.
We don't need Jaden boycotting shows because Jackson 5 is no longer in the tournament. That would be it. The family affair is brief.
Finished.
So that was that was our show. Reminder, no show on Wednesday. Thursday will be the Latin Flair, like I said earlier, Bad Bunny vs. Shakira, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Voting will drop at 9:50 like it did today. And this song, again, sorry, Jaden, but I'll Be There by Jackson 5, because if Jackson 5 gets out, Jaden, we'll be there for you.